The first Ottawa Black Film Festival, OBFF, is set to start at 7 p.m. on Thursday, March 25th. The organizers of the OBFF had planned to have the inaugural Ottawa event in 2020. These plans were interrupted due to the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. After some time to regroup, the OBFF is able to bring their festival to Ottawa citizens via the virtual space this year. Andrea Est, the OBFF head programming coordinator, explained how they were able to get the festival running.
Last year, before all of this COVID hit, we were already in touch with people on the ground in Ottawa talking about wanting to bring the Black Film Festival there. So we already got in contact with different organizations, like the Canada Film Institute, are people that we had already been in contact with, planning to launch Ottawa in 2020. And then COVID hit, and then our plans kind of got derailed. Following that, we had to produce the Montreal International Black Film Festival virtually and also the Toronto Black Film Festival virtually, as well as Halifax. And we just found that it was the perfect time to launch Ottawa at the same time. So that's why we decided to launch Ottawa this month, March, which is also Women's Month. So the festival, you know, it had been a long time that we had been planning to come, and so we just took this opportunity to finally do it.
S said that the OBFF is about more than just movies. It's about empowering Black professionals in the film community.
Black artists have already very little opportunities, so for us it's really imperative to, you know, empower Black voices, to be able to, you know, showcase and to give them visibility, whether they're black artists, Black filmmakers, and as well people in the community. Because within our festivals, we do share, I mean, we do show films by Black filmmakers. You know, there's Black talent behind the camera, in front of the camera. There's also, within the festivals, we have something called the Black Market, where we feature panel discussions that are based on industry and as well social and community. So this year for Ottawa, we do have two social topics. So we have one which is mental health, breaking the silence on mental health in the Black community, and we have another one on business. It's called Black Wealth Matters, and it's how Black businesses in the Ottawa region have navigated, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic.
The opening film for the festival is Ignacio Marquez's The Special, and will become available on an online streaming service at 7 p.m. on March 25th. At 10 p.m., the rest of the festival's films will become available. S said there are a lot of gems to look forward to in this year's lineup.
We have a really great lineup. We've got one film that has won, I believe it's won awards as well. It's called John Ware Reclaimed. And it's a tribute to the first, well, I believe he's one of the first Black cowboys and ranchers who settled in Alberta. It's about, you know, that it showcases and it demonstrates that there was a thriving Black presence in the prairies in those days. And the film helps us to discover the Black pioneers who lived, worked, and raised families in the West. So this is one story that I think needed to be told. And Cheryl Fogo, who is the, she directed and wrote the story, she was on one of our panels for Toronto. So it was really great. Toronto or Montreal, I can't recall, but it was really great because she had mentioned that this was in the works and she was excited about releasing the film.
Est said she is excited for the OBFF to kick off because the community response so far has been wonderful. She said there are some film festivals in Ottawa that already amplify Black voices, and she is excited to add the OBFF to this list.
Having us come is just another, you know, I believe we were told that it was just another added bonus and another platform to showcase Black talent, Black filmmakers, and Black films. So, the reception has been really great. I've seen in some of the Facebook groups, people are talking about us and really anxious to be a part of this. So this year, you know, we've come and we're coming in March, and it's, you know, we've got a 30, 32 films, and we have 5 panels. And for next year, it's just going to be a bigger festival, and hopefully we'll be able to be there in person. I invite people to come on and register on our website. You can register directly for the panels on Eventbrite. And just come out. And our passes are on sale right now. They're $29, and it gives you all access from the 25th to the 28th for all the films. And like I said, all you have to do is register for these really great panels, and there you go. Looking forward to it.
For CHUO-FM, this is Gabby Kalugai-Kasuga.